All right, good morning, 916 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Monday morning. Joined now by Tourism Director Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
Good to have you in here. So things are getting started here as spring-wise. You know, got a few events coming up, and it's really, really starting to get busy and everything. And lots of folks coming into the community.
Oh, my goodness. So just like last couple of weeks, we've had so many people coming in. We've had people from, I do a count every month for my report and kind of look at different states. And we had 15 different people from 4 different countries in Canada. We had people from Mexico, Geneva, Tokyo, North Dakota, Iowa, huge influx from Texas, we in Missouri, and then Kansas. Greater than 100 miles is usually kind of how they count it for the museum and stuff. So we it is rocking and rolling. We got people coming in from all over the place all the time, and it's so exciting when people, you know, when people come in and they're like, how'd you hear about this? He said, we had a gentleman from Texas, and he goes, I've known about this place my whole life. Yeah, and it was so awesome that they finally, you know, when people finally get to come up here and see it. And so that is a lot of fun. And yeah, we are ramping up. So tourism, their primary function is to kind of go outside of Coffeyville to invite people to here, you know, promote our attractions, our events, and our hotels, because we want to encourage people to come to Coffeyville.
Sure.
Well, we also, Coffeyville Tourism also does a few things inside our community, such as projects and visit enhancements. So I thought we could like maybe visit about that a little bit. So,
yeah.
And then we'll move on to the exciting stuff, like the events.
And before you get into that, I did see that, speaking of Texas, there is a community, I forget the name, but they do like a Dalton reenactment for their raid there.
Yes. Yeah, so that's Longview, Texas. Okay. I work with the Gregg County Historical Museum of Longview, and work with the reenactor group there that they, when I found out about Dalton Days there, well, Bill Dalton, you know, we had a book that talked about different outlaws and gunfighters. And then I thought, man, that'd be so cool to like make a partnership with them, go and invite people from their Dalton Days to our Dalton Days. So the story behind that one is in 1894. So this is 2 years after the raid here. Bill Dalton, at the time of the raid in Coffeyville in 1892, he was a rancher in California, and he was married and had some kids. And then after his brothers died, this is where the account gets kind of opinionated. I think he went crazy, because why would you go and be an unsuccessful outlaw like your brothers? I mean, if you were, you know, if your brothers pulled it off, I could see, okay, I'll join them. But they died. Anyway, so he came to Indian Territory, down to Kingfisher, where his mother lived, and he started out with the Goodnight Brothers and Bill Doolin. So they went, and that's where, like, the Doolin Dalton gang started. They had a shootout in Ingalls, Oklahoma at one point in time. But anyway, they went. He was with the Goodnight Brothers and Bill Doolin and some different people, but he wasn't. And then the Bushy Bill Roberts, not the Billy the Kid guy, just that was a popular name. Anyway, they were robbing places, and they decided to rob Longview, Texas. Apparently, before they robbed Longview, they sent a note. They sent a letter saying they were going to get robbed. Anyway, they were starting to kind of relax, and then they showed up to rob them. Kind of similar to what happened here, but there was only one bank. They robbed the money. They got in a big shootout. Some bankers and townsfolks died, and some outlaws died. Bill Dalton, he got out of there. He did not die at the time. He was caught about 2 weeks later in Ardmore. He was shot in the back by the sheriff. He had snuck out the bedroom window when the sheriff came, and he was running through, and they shot him in the back. They literally, in the Daily Ardmoreite, it says he died with his boots on. And a side note was, the sheriff and the deputy were tried for murder of Bill Dalton. They were acquitted, but they were tried. So it is a different robbery, but still the same Dalton line, still Dalton siblings. So it's very interesting to learn about it, but it's so fun to like cross promote with them. So like, I went down there last year, and I went down there this year, and we do see an influx of people that come up here. Not just the Historical Society board and the reenactor group that all came up here. They've come up here twice now, I think. I think they want to come again for our Dalton Days, but it's a lot of fun to work with other places. Kingfisher, I thought, would be really, because Emmett Dalton's buried there, the mom is buried there. They don't do a lot to celebrate that. Like, I didn't even know they were buried there, and I grew up in Piedmont, which was like 30 minutes away. So one of these days, I'm gonna get to go see Emmett
Dalton.
Yeah,
well, that is really cool to kind of see, you know, what the role of, you know, tourism directors, you know, kind of working together to help each other out, and you know, we've got some really cool stuff to build on.
We do. You know, our history is our, that's our thing. We have, we do have a lot of other things, but our aviation history, our outlaw history, our brick history for that matter, our train history, we are just a historical place that is, I mean, we are, I always tease and say we're older than Oklahoma, but we are a very old place compared to like where I grew up. But the things that we've been doing around town, like our little local projects, you see a lot of things that like, because I am the newest tourism director, so you do see things that have been here for a lot longer than me, like the mural project, the Death Alley signs, and the in this last year and a half or so that I've been director, the some of the things that we've worked on in the community have been, we designed a new visitors map. I don't know if you've seen it. That was a lot of work. So we designed a new visitors map that is more visitor friendly and highlights our attractions. Shout out to Whitney Powell for all her hard work on our map. She was our designer slash new cartographer. They are available at the chamber and they'll be featured in the new visitor guides that will be available later on this year. And then, and you'll have to come on this one, James. I also created a spooky history walk that visitors and the community can participate in and enjoy during the Halloween season. I look forward to that again this year. So like I said, you got to come. You got to bring your mom.
Yeah.
I also purchased and placed some brochure racks in all the hotels in the airport. So when people stay at our hotels or they come in, we have a lot of people that fly into a little airport to come and do work here or do different things. They have access to the visitor guides for Coffeyville, Independence. Notice menus have been put in there. So it kind of helps enhance people's stay, having those racks in there for our visitor guides and our menus and things like that. A couple of our newer projects, we've been repainting the outlines and the horseshoe prints that are in Death Alley and around the plaza. We found horseshoe prints we didn't even know existed behind Isham's, and they go all the way down the alley over to the old museum. So those are that we're in the last stages of that. That's the last ones we need to complete. So you'll see faded horseshoe prints there, but everywhere else you see some bright red updated horseshoe prints. So we're trying to make that. That's kind of a fun enhancement when people walk down Death Alley. They can kind of see where they fell or see where the horses went. And that's pretty cool, I think, anyway. And then we've got this season, new for tourism season this year, and I'm kind of excited and kind of nervous at the same time. We have created a downtown walking history tour for visitors. So people can come in. We'll offer it a couple times a week, different times of the day or by appointment. And it'll be kind of a community enhancement. People can come in, come to the chamber. We'll take them on a walking tour. I will take them on a walking tour. I'm not going to try to make anybody else do it yet. Tell them about our history. Tell them about our attractions and things to see and do. Kind of helps them familiarize themselves. And they get to see all that historic stuff and hear those historic points. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. That something like that adds so much, because I know when I was in the visit to the UK, and specifically it was, I believe, York, we went on a walking tour, and they've got walls around the whole city, and they take you on there. And it was, you know, if we had just walked around there, just me and my folks, it would have just been like, oh, okay, this is cool. But that gave so much more context. So stuff like that is really a great idea, I think.
Well, thank you. And that's our kind of our goal with using it this year. And if you want more information on that, if you're a group or you're wanting to go on a downtown walking tour, you can go to visitcoffeeville.com. And all the information and details as the days and times that it'll be available, it will be there. And then, okay, so on to events. This is what I like to talk about. I love Coffeyville, but I love all the stuff that we have. When my kids say I'm bored, I say go clean the house. And if people say they're bored in Coffeyville, well, go to find a page that talks about the community, because we've got lots to do, whether it's on Visit Coffeyville or Chamber, Reawakening, KGGF Radio. Everybody's got all their events listed. This weekend... It is this weekend, right? Yes. April 22nd is the aviation event up at the Aviation Heritage Museum. It'll be from 12 to 4. They're going to have hot dogs in history, a hot air balloon, a program on Wilbur Wright presented by Mr. Nix, and they'll have a lot more going on. I don't know if they're going to have their kite flying or not for sure, but they're going to have a lot of things, and it'll be a fun, gorgeous afternoon. It'll be a nice way to spend your day. And then Saturday night is the Ambassador Trivia Night. It will be at Gigi's. I think it is the last one of the season. Mm-hmm. Even though I tried to get her to keep it going through the summer, she said she can't. It will pick up again in the fall or winter time. But if you're wanting to get a team in, you can call Chris Crane or Martha Bond. If you know Haley Bagwell, Keisha, if you know a chamber ambassador, or you can call the chamber and we can send you in the right direction to sign your team up. I don't think it's too late, but people get signed up and it gets pretty crowded toward the end. So, and then May 6th is Bourbon at the Browns. I am so excited about this. Not that I'm a bourbon drinker, but I will try it that night. But I'm excited because anytime you get to have an event or visit an event at the mansion, it's a big deal. You know, the mansion is, the Brown Mansion has such a special like ambiance and decor. It is just such a great place to have an event. So May 6th, well, we're celebrating, I'll back up, sorry. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Brown Mansion belonging to the Historical Society. So that's 50 years that the mansion has been open to the public, open for tours and enhancing our visits and events and weddings and everything in Coffeyville. So we really want to celebrate that. But Bourbon at the Browns, it's May 6th. We're going to have live music with Martin and the Day Guys. Well, Martin and the Dynamic Duo, it'll be a partial band for that night. They're going to put on some cool blues music. And we're going to have a very special presentation by Gunner's Distillery in Sedan, from Sedan, Kansas. So we'll be trying the different kinds of Gunner's bourbon, and then we will try them in different mixes, like in different cocktails. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have snacks, charcuterie. I call it snacks. We're going to have access to the veranda so we can be inside and out. So if you think if it gets warm and you're like, oh, it'll be hot, it will not. It'll be a cool, nice evening, and we are going to have a lot of fun. And I think it will be a great way to, like I said, spend a nice May evening. And then that same weekend, the 4th through the 6th, or 4th through the 7th, anyway, that same weekend, the Model A Ford Club will be visiting us. So we were looking at about 30 or so Model A Ford cars, or Ford cars, yep, that we'll be Model driving A. around. Yes, I'm not sure what they look, yep, like.
So it looks like a model, like your old school Model T. It looks very similar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we will have an influx of those that weekend.
That's great.
So I know there's about 60 people so far, but some of them will drive their modern cars. And so when you see those old cars driving around, give them a wave, give them a big Coffeyville smile.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool. We're going to get some photo ops at the mansion that morning when they come in.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because they have their trips planned, you know, because they kind of plan on all secondary roads and some of the older routes, because, you know, a Model A is gonna, it's real happy at 35 miles an hour. Anything over that is a little too much.
Oh wow.
But yeah,
well, this will be part of the Tulsa Club and then the Oklahoma City Club as well, so they it'll be a big group. And
what did you say
they'll come in that Thursday. So okay, Saturday is the 6th
of May,
so they'll come in the 4th of May, and then they'll be here till that Sunday, so like the 4th through the 7th. They have an awesome itinerary plan. They're going to see a lot of fun things. They're going to eat. They're going to drive around. It'll be a good time. After this, I will get with you. I thought about having them. They talked about coming in and talking to the radio to kind of promote their
have
Model
them
A
stop
club.
By.
Your ham radio. When I told them about the ham radio guy that was on that day, they were really excited about that. So
yeah, get with me and we'll get them on the schedule.
We'll do that. But yeah, so we've got, and that's not the only group. We've already had groups coming in. We've got more scheduled to come. I think that tourism is gearing up. Weather's out, sun is shining. I think people are excited to travel, and Coffeyville is definitely on people's radar. So that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do, and I kind of keep them there. But it seems like people are coming more and more. They're coming for day trips and weekend and getaways, and it's less and less I'm passing through on my way somewhere else than I came here, and this is where I wanted to go. And then a lot of times people will come here and they'll learn about more things. We've had people last week that extended their trip to go to Baxter Springs and check out some of the Quantrell's Raider history over there and different things like that. So we've got Route 66. So we've got just south East Kansas, Coffeyville in general, you know, we've got a lot going on, so it'll be exciting.
I think that really in this part of the state, and this is, you know, coming more of someone who didn't grow up here, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's fairly close together as far as attractions go.
Yes,
within all the four state area.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting to see the people that come in from Northwest Arkansas, and it's, you know, an hour and a half drive, 2 hour drive, or come from Missouri or come from the Wichita area or Oklahoma. We get a lot of people that are come up from around Tulsa or further south than that. It seems like we're getting a lot of Southern Oklahomans coming up, which is awesome. And I didn't grow up here either. So like learning all this history, I've been learning it over the years being here, because, you know, when I move somewhere, I want to know where I'm at and know other stuff. But really being involved in the careers that I've had here in Coffeyville, I get to know so much about the history and so much more. And we're pretty cool. I mean, not just me trying to sell it. We're a cool place. We're unique. We're different. We're old. We've got you know, where I grew up, there's not a lot of trees or water or hills. I mean, you know, it's we've got hills and water and grass and trees, and we really, if we are, get a little stagnant, you know, go visit somewhere like Piedmont or Enid, where it's flat and dry and dusty and red, and then come up here again and appreciate our trees and our water. So we do have a cool place and a lot of history, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about everything today.
Absolutely. No, there's a lot to get to, and it's exciting as the weather gets warmed up and things are really getting cranked up.
It is, and Nick advised me to start writing everything down, so I just didn't wing it in the morning. So, like, I was full of it. I was like, I'm on it. I got all the stuff ready. But Coffeyville is a fun place. If you have any more questions about anything that we have going on, you can call the chamber. I'll be happy to answer you. Casey or Carmen will be happy to answer you. They usually know more than I do anyway. And if you haven't had a tour of the old bank, and you haven't seen the Death Alley prints, come and have one. And of course, we're ramping up the icy machine.
I was just going to ask you, I saw the icy van, like the service van was around town. So is it ready to go?
We are good. I don't think he came this time to see us. So
he must have been somewhere else.
But yeah, I think they service up at the swimming pool too.
Oh, okay.
So we haven't had him in the last, they come every 3 weeks, but we haven't had him in a while. But we are ready to go. We are selling ICs. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, the Icy Bear made an appearance.
Yes. So that CES.
Yes, the annual dinner. One of the experiences you could win in the silent auction was an Icy Bear class party. That was Candy's creation there. So shout out to her on that. Was pretty cool. So the Martha won it, and she had it for her granddaughter at her fourth grade class, and it was so much fun taking the Icy Bear. We'll not reveal the Icy Bear's identity today, even if I'm mad at her. So anyway, she had a lot of fun, and it's a good opportunity to get, and all the kids are happy. They want to hug the Icy Bear. They want to high five everybody. And it was a lot of fun. So even though the Icy Bear cannot do very many class parties, bring your kid down and get an Icy and learn about the Icy history of Coffeyville. And then sometime this summer, we may do some kind of an appearance cameo, come get an Icy and meet the Icy Bear.
Ooh.
But later on when school's out.
Excellent. All right. Well, it is so great, Amy, whenever you come in. Always some exciting stuff. I think we're going to have a great spring, a great summer, and I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Dollar, Tourism Director here on the Mighty 690, and we're going to be back to Open Line here in just a couple of minutes, so keep it here.